Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That one was for you, Chris.
I needed that.
That was a good morning startup song.
I love that song.
BuzzFam, he was just dancing around like he was the lead singer of Queen or The Darkness.
I'll take that.
I got The Darkness with that Struts song, In Love with a Camera.
I love that song.
See, now I can only say it camera with the way that they sung it. In Love with the Camera.
Yeah. Can I borrow your camera?
Yeah, right. It'd be like that. Every Wednesday, you can borrow my camera.
Aw.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jordan.
How are you?
Better.
Good.
Much better.
Why were you in a funk?
Just a lot of things this weekend. I hit my head painting. I've got no clean clothes. It's just a... I've got some work to do when I get home.
Why don't you have any clean clothes? I have a feeling... To me, you seem like the kind of person you and your wife... by the way, Friday we hung out. Mm-hmm. We hung out with your wife, and you asked her about naming your baby Marijuana Pepsi. I just want to put a little bow on the end of this story.
Yeah, she nixed that one quickly.
Without even speaking.
Yeah.
She just looked from left to right to left to right, shook her head no. We are not naming our baby Marijuana Pepsi.
Yep, gotta cross that one off the list.
So, but knowing you two, you seem like the kind of people that would be up to date on your laundry.
You would think so. That's the one area in our life that's not controlled and organized.
Where is your washer and dryer?
It is on the first floor next to the kitchen in its own laundry room.
Okay, that's no excuse then.
It's no excuse.
If it were in like a basement, I understand.
Well, the thing is, so I have like first tier underwear, second tier underwear, and third tier underwear.
Third tier?
Third tier. So when I'm running out of the third tier, there's some laundry to be done.
How many pair of underwear
are in each tier? That varies, because first tier is the best, the newest, the most comfortable, the tightest, the best looking, and second tier is the first tier that is...
Best looking. Sorry. I'm a little slow today. A little slow. Best looking.
Yeah.
Just, like, you put them on and your wife is like, yeah, boy.
Yes, yeah. Okay. It just makes me feel good, makes me look good.
Gotta know the question that everybody is thinking right now. Boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs.
Oh, yes.
So, yes.
Okay.
And then, so...
No, you don't have to show me. Just keep going.
Second tier are the new ones that are a little older, not quite as the best. And then the third tier are the ones that I probably should throw away, but I'm so bad at doing laundry that I need them just in case when I run out.
Girls have that third tier as well. And we use them during a special time of the month, and that is it.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
What is in the studio that is getting our throats?
I don't know. Every single morning, before I get here, I'm fine. Uh-huh. And all of a sudden, 5 minutes in the studio, it's like...
Yeah.
What's with that?
I don't know. I feel like we're allergic to something in the studio. Someone trying to kill us.
Hmm.
I don't like that.
Hopefully there's not anthrax in the air.
True. I asked if it was dry in here, and you're like, should we get a humidifier? And I said, no. I'll just drill a little hole outside. That's all we need.
Fresh air is what we're missing.
Times Square. You are my wife. Goodbye, city life. Green Acres.
Oh,
we are here. Da-da-da-da-da. Boom, boom. Thank you for knowing that part of it.
No problem.
So Saturday, really, really, really hot and humid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you did the outside thing, because I went outside for 1 hour, scooted with a friend for 1 hour, went home and passed out, I'm pretty sure, from heat exhaustion.
Mm-hmm. It was gross. It was hot. It was wet.
You were already out at 9, 10, 11. Wait, what time was that you texted me? Felt like 6 a.m., but it was really...
What day? When day?
Saturday. When you were in River Market.
Oh, yeah. That was early, like at 10, 11-ish?
Yeah.
Well, early.
Right. Early for a...
I was up at 6:30 on Saturday, though. I'm like, I was up at 6:30 taking care of some business. I'm like, it's 6:30. I can go to bed for a few more hours.
Do you call a number two taking care of business?
Yeah. You have to.
That wakes you up and then you go back to bed? Usually that wakes me up for the day.
Well, usually when I'm awoken in the morning for number two... It's because I probably had some cheese the night before.
Probably from your basement. Please don't eat that.
I haven't lately, and there's currently no experiments in the works right now. But I'm like frothing at the bits to start something new.
No. I like the experiments that you do when you're in River Market and I'm just braless in my apartment getting ready to go have lunch with someone.
Yeah, I had to wait for my wife. She was picking up some celery and fruits and vegetables and spices. And I'm like, hey, I think I know someone who lives near here that I might be able to see their window.
Right. So you were at the very bottom of River Market, mm-hmm. and you texted me that you were there. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm so sorry. I've got lunch plans. I'd love to come see you, but, you know, just got up and I'm going to be running over to those. So then your next command was like some 50 Shades of Grey kind of thing.
I just had to see if I could, like, I'm fairly confident that that's it. I need to confirm it. So I'm like, hey, can you just like flap your shade or pull it up and down so I can confirm it?
It was go to your window and pull your shade. I was like, okay, Christian Grey.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
Can I start calling you my little windmill?
Sure.
Okay, cool. It's from that song.
Okay, like that.
Yeah, it's my little windmill. My little windmill.
Whenever we go road tripping with my wife and I back anywhere, I guess, mm-hmm. we always play the zip game.
Zip?
You got to find a windmill, and if it's all complete and moving, you get 2 points.
Damn, I haven't road tripped around here yet.
The Midwest has got some good road tripping places.
And some good windmills. Windmills?
Windmills.
Windmills. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of why you pronounce it that way at some other time. But so now with where I live, it's one of like the oldest parts of town, mm-hmm. downtown, the downtown area. And I'm really into researching the history of it.
Oh, I love Kansas City history.
I know, like really getting down there. I watched a couple documentaries on Westport and realized who the hell McCoy was. Mm-hmm. So McCoy, right? McCoy's, yeah.
There's a lot of names.
Right. But like who they were and just all of these things and seeing pictures of old buildings and stuff and reading a lot about the history of people back in the day floating stuff up and down the Missouri, mm-hmm. the Mighty Missouri River. Yep. So I don't know where I live in my building. I feel really historic because it's been there for almost 100 years. So when I don't know, I just sometimes I look out my window and think of what it would look like 100 years ago.
Those old sepia photos, just kind of how it just kind of transformed back in the day. Got the horses and the old paddle boats.
Yeah, yes. There's a Here and Now book for Kansas City that has pictures from exactly one place in whatever year the photo was taken. And then again, whatever year the book came out. I know. You need to check that out. It's really cool. But I was thinking about all the history that the building that I live in and many of the buildings in Kansas City have seen. And then it was just funny that you were down in River Market and asked me to communicate with you with my shades because I was thinking about old-timey communication and like how that would work back in the day versus now. And
if you have nothing and you have people across two distances and you can see a shade or a not shade and you devise little points or systems for each letter and you're able to like speak through distances without speaking through visual alphabets.
You made us do this. We had cell phones. You could have called me and been like, bitch, go to your window, wave, we'll see you. Go to your window, flash us, we'll see you. No one will see your boobs. It's really far away. But instead, you're like, go to your window and just start shaking the blinds, like moving them up and down. Mm-hmm. So I tried the up and down thing, but it was starting to get exhausting. Yes, exhausting. So I just started sliding them open and closed.
Yeah.
And then you guys saw it from where you were standing.
Yeah, that had the biggest visual impact. I was like, I had to bring my wife over here. Like, hey, look, there's Jordan's window up there. And were you like signaling anything specific messages?
Yes. Yes.
Like an SOS or a CQD?
Almost. Come quick, drowning. Nice. It was the British are coming.
Oh, yes, yes.
The British are coming.
Paul Revere.
Yes. I was like, how did they do this back in the day? Must be that someone at my building had their shades and they were just signaling, the British are coming, the British are coming.
It's the only explanation.
Really? Yeah, it is. But that was fun. But it was really hot on Saturday.
Yeah. So could you see me? Or did you just see the purple tent in a...
I saw the purple tent. I couldn't see
you. Okay, because I was waving and everything, and then people were staring at me, so I got stumped.
Well, I refuse with where I live to get a telescope.
Because it'll take up all of your time?
Because I'll get creepy, and I know I'll get creepy.
Oh, yeah.
If I get a telescope, I feel like I would just look in, like, I don't care about the stars. They're there. I'll look at NASA.com. I'll see a better picture than I can see with my crappy little telescope. Yeah. But I'll be like, oh, what's this person doing? Ooh. What's this person doing?
You've got some nice skyscrapers-esque buildings around you.
Right, where I can look right in.
Right into the bedroom.
Yeah, right.
I appreciate your effort to prevent yourself from becoming a creeper. Because right. You have to be on top of that.
You do. I would be like calling out of work. And you could be like, hey, what's happening? Are you having trouble plucking your face? And I'll be like, no, it's because I can't stop looking at people through my telescope. But I don't do that. I can't do that. I know it would be a problem. So I refrain.
Can you see this brick building? No, you can't.
No. But I can see that that church with the slide.
The
Independence all the way from my house.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, I believe.
The one with the slide?
Yeah.
I just call it the one with the slide.
Use the hashtag BuzzFamilyCreep when you post today. Maybe Jordan will talk about your post tomorrow at 6:30.
So, I mean, I don't want to feel old, but this was a answer on Jeopardy on Friday for the teen tournament. Take a listen.
So beautiful, yet so unaware of it, was the number one album for this yearly band. The correct response, who are the 1975?
A little hard to hear, but it's basically Alex Trebek saying, so beautiful, yet so unaware of it, is a number one album from which band? Which numbered band? And then nothing happens. None of the teens. Answer any of the questions. They don't know.
The teens don't know?
It's the teen tournament. And they don't know.
What happens when the teens don't know?
I don't know. Is 1975 not cool anymore? I mean, can we base it off of what the teens on Jeopardy are?
I don't think we want to have them be the deciding factor on what's cool, right?
Well, I mean, you know how what it's like being us now that we are no longer the cool generation that just makes up the cool stuff and explains it to everyone. We're one step above now. That's why we have Dustin.
Yeah, I always thought I was going to, like, stay ahead of the game, get ahead of the lingo and stay on top of that and know what the kids are doing. No. Once you hit, like, 24, all that goes out the window and you have, like, no idea anymore and things happen so quickly and you're like, you're 12, but you're 21.
At the same time, I've tried to stay on it as much as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. Like, try to figure out the Billie Eilish thing. Tried to figure out what the kids are saying. But you know, like, if the 1975 aren't like a teen band, like teens don't like them. What are we doing?
That's Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the Buzz.
That would be a good silent disco song.
That's an interesting sound at the last bit.
Yeah, you can shake your booty to it.
Yeah, was that like one of those saws with the violin bow? Sounds like it.
I don't know. They used a lot of weird instruments on that. I wonder if it's, what's it called that the Beach Boys used on Good Vibrations? With the energy and then you touch it and
Those little thingamabobbers.
We can't call it that. What is it? What is it called? All right, we'll move on from that, but I have to get the name of that coming up. Oh, wait, no. I had it. Isn't it weird? Hold on. Isn't it weird when you're trying to come up with something, where something will go in your brain?
Mm-hmm. Where's it going? Where is
it's
it?
It's coming out it's of my right, right eye now. Oh, come on. What is the name of it? Isn't it so weird, though? Like, my front brain is now stressed out. I'm sure pieces of my brain are being cut off from the blood supply. And I've got the name of what that instrument is on the tip of my tongue. Yet, if you were to
get... Is it a theremin?
Theremin! Son of a theremin!
Hashtag Jordan Silver and friends on the Buzz.
I mean, DJing and DJing are two totally different things.
Completely.
Radio DJing, you got the stuff here, you push the button, and then it goes. And then you talk in between. That's a radio DJ. Another DJ, music DJ.
Wick, wick, wick.
Wow. Thank you. That's why we're friends right there. That is why we're friends. But so this weekend, I didn't learn how to DJ, and I have to DJ at the Silent Disco.
I'm so excited for that.
For 20 minutes. Oh. I don't know if I'm honored or
kind
offended.
Of like that. Well, the DJs have to go on break.
Yeah, and that's when I...
So you, Jordan, you can fill in and provide the music when the DJs are gone.
Right. I'm slightly offended. But doesn't matter because I've got 20 minutes to blow everyone out of the water.
You can take those 20 minutes, go with it, and that might be the 20 minutes that change your life.
Right, because I've always wanted to DJ. Always been like a good car DJ person.
Yeah.
You know? And I think I could do it, especially because now I'd found out that for the 20 minutes that the regular professional DJs are on break, getting back massages or whatever they do when they're on break, my channel plays on all three channels. Yeah, so everyone's forced to listen to my 20-minute mix of music.
So statistically, you're going to have about 66% more listeners than all the other DJs.
Where'd you get that stat from?
Well, 100 divided by 3 is 33 each for 3, and if there's the
okay,
two
stop it, stop it, stop it. My brain hurts. It's summer. Kids are not going to school.
Yeah.
They forget 90% of what they learn.
They do.
So
I'm all for school year-round school.
What?
Yeah. Where you get what? You go for like 6 or 8 weeks, then you get like 3 weeks off, then you go for another 6, 7 weeks, then you get 3 weeks off. I'd be all for that, yeah.
I didn't know I was doing a radio show with Satan. My Lord, hell no. Hell no. Give the kids their summer. Give the kids their summer. Because I don't have kids. I know that parents are in their car right now, like, year-round schooling. Year-round
I know
schooling.
The parents love when the kids come home and just spend all day at home making the mess, and parents love that.
Well, you know something that I wish that they would have taught in school?
What?
DJing.
Ah, you know, life skill?
Yeah, it's a life skill. Like, I don't need to know how to, I don't know, bake something because I can call Postmates. They really need to update everything that they teach you in school. DJing should be a thing. Car DJing 101.
I just told you about the high school education and how that's in shambles and what we need to do, and I think DJ 101 should be the first course that we set up.
You think? I mean, there are other life skills that would be really important, like teaching them how to code, you know?
Yeah, taxes, how to, you know, do laundry, how to be an adult.
Yeah. Stuff like that. How not to get scammed or fished.
Or fished or catfished. Is that the same thing?
Yes. How not to get fished or catfished 101 with Chris. So, yeah, I'm trying to meet up with a real DJ to have him teach me how to use the incredibly complex program that is involved in DJing.
It's no longer just records playing and you're scratching that?
No, we're not going to get a record for Walk the Moon. You think they make that?
They might.
Yeah.
You can go to Hot Topic and you can get records for many things.
Hot Topics are still around. Man, that was my childhood right there. Oh, man, I got a $100 gift certificate once for Hot Topic.
Ugh. Oh, man, as a child, that's a lot of money.
It really
is.
You
can get, like, whatever you want in the store.
So much Manic Panic hair dye. Mm. So much. So much.
Or do you like Hot Topic or Spencer Gifts better?
Hot Topic.
Oh, no. Spencer Gifts was definitely way better.
Why?
Because they had a lot more. I wasn't quite Hot Topic-y when that was a big thing.
Right.
I didn't have the big JNCO jeans or the big, you know, chains
Jeremy
for my
did.
Wallet.
Jeremy
she did.
Did. Mm-hmm. And a corn sweatshirt. That's what she wore to school every day.
That was big. But yeah, Spencer Gifts was more. They had more of the weird toys and the gag gifts, and the Hot Topic was more like, I'm an angry teenager.
Yeah, that was me.
Black goth. The I devil.
Oh, also, they sold Blink-182 shirts for all us pop punk kids that weren't so, like, angry about everything. We were just complaining because we came from broken homes and our hearts were broken all the time by the people that we were supposed to love, that were supposed to love us back.
Part of life.
It is. But when you are 20, you want to wear that
world.
On your shirt. And you could get that shirt at Hot Topic. So I don't know how we got all the way to Hot Topic, but the Silent Disco is happening this Saturday. It's called Hush, Our Silent Disco, Saturday at the Truman. Tickets available, 965thebuzz.com. And caller number 7 right now gets to go, 576-7965.
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Good morning, The Buzz. Have you been to a Silent Disco before?
Haven't.
Okay, cool. What do you think it's like?
Oh, man, I'm excited. I think it's going to be silent and everyone's wearing headphones and just getting down to it, you know?
I think you got it. Is somebody in the car with you?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend with me.
Is that who you're taking to the Silent Disco?
Totally.
All right, cool. What's your name? Let's get you guys some tickets.
My name's Austin.
All right, Austin, you're coming to our Silent Disco.
Thank you, thank you.
Oh, my God.
We'll see you Saturday.
And my girlfriend says she loves you.
We love your girlfriend and you too, Austin, just so you know, both of you.
Sweet.
All right,
thank you.
Talk to you later, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
She says Titanic is her favorite movie, but she hasn't been to the museum in Branson yet. Jordan Silver and Friends. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
If elected, Bernie Sanders wants to get rid of student loans, all $1.3 trillion of it. Here he is talking about it.
Higher education is a right for all workers, for all Americans.
not just college. There are a lot of young people who are not academically inclined who need to get the trade skills they need.
Chris, have you paid off your student loans?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I just finished like last year.
Yeah.
I only went for a year and a half. Lots of deferment, my friend. Lots of deferment. What do you have?
So it is officially the wettest year on record in Kansas City. We are a few inches of receiving a yard of water.
That's so much water.
That's a lot.
Moistness.
Right? And we still have 192 days still remaining. And they say Kansas City is 7 inches shy of reaching the amount it typically receives in a normal year, which we know is more like 5.5.
I look at the Mad in Missouri every single time I look out the window, and it scares me with, like, it looks like it's at the top of some trees now.
I wonder what's wading through there.
Someone told me piranhas. Is that true? There's piranhas in the Mad in Missouri?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, just in time for you to have a kid, guess who's coming back?
Santa Claus.
What? No, he's never left. He's never left. Okay. And he lives here in Kansas City, by the way.
It's a summer home.
Yes, it's a summer home. Toys R Us is coming back.
The toy chain is planning to open a half dozen stores this Christmas. They're also launching an e-commerce site.
So the new toy stores will be about a third of the size of the old ones, and they'll have play areas. Little infectious play areas. What else do you have for the news?
So a Minnesota woman says that debt collectors are trying to collect on a $35 ticket she received when she was 15, 30 years ago.
That sounds like debt collectors.
Yeah, 30 years ago, but here's the thing.
They never give up. They never give up. Have you ever had a debt collector run after you?
I have.
Me too. They're still trying to get me for like a $50 thing from 2000.
The interesting part about this story is not the fact that debt collectors are trying to collect the money, which they're going to do until the end of time.
Mm-hmm, true.
But she says she was a 15-year-old runaway, and the officer didn't inquire about that she was in a car with a stranger.
Well, it sounds like she's okay now, which is very good.
Yes.
That she didn't end up on one of those murder shows that I watch right before I go
to
bed.
Or a milk carton.
Or a milk carton, as you're right. So aren't they supposed to leave you alone after 7 years? That's what I thought.
I did a little research, and I don't think she has to pay, because as soon as they're sold and sold and sold, they'd have to prove it and...
See, that's what I say when they call me at work here on the hotline.
Once she finished an 18,000-piece puzzle in 40 days... Wow. Someone really needs a life. Jordan Silver and Friends.
Phoenix with Lasso. Jordan Silver and Friends, 96.5 The Buzz. So Stacey Moody is not here, but such a large presence on the show, even when she's not here.
Massive presence.
And as she has said before, she doesn't listen to the shows that she's not on, as far as the podcast, which you have up by 10 every morning.
No later than 10.
Yeah. So if you want to hear what we did, if you are in the car right now and you want to know how the show ended, you want to know anything, we take all the music out of the show, put together just the talking parts, and it's called the podcast up on 96.5thebuzz.com or where you get your podcast, radio.com app, iTunes as well. Well, the podcast app. So Stacey Moody, who doesn't listen to the show when she's not on.
No, she is like a comforting presence, if not unarousing, like a well-watered fern.
Unarousing. I'm going to write that one down because I would like to do a Mad Lib about her. Unarousing.
Perfect.
Got this new Mad Lib book, and it's so much better than the last one.
Okay.
It's like Mad Libs After Dark.
Ooh.
It's got Mad Lib stuff about your family, and then there's rock and roll ones.
Ooh.
So forget that old book.
A little XXX action.
Kind of. I found the XYZ one right now.
Okay. We'll go with it.
So we know that Stacey Moody goes on a lot of first dates.
Like two a week?
At least. Poor girl. Poor guys.
Poor guys is more like it.
Poor dating scene. And she was even telling us it's through text message, which we will keep out because we will not tell you. But she's, getting a little lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a little lonely these days. So I found a Mad Lib where it is an online personality profile for your dating profile.
Ooh, we're going to update Stacey's profile.
Yeah, so we're going to give this to her and see if she'll update her Bumble with this. I tried once to update her Bumble. What was it? I like Patrick Mahomes, beer, and... Oh, I don't remember the other one, but it worked. But she wouldn't update her profile. So we'll just give it another shot.
Good.
Buzz Family will help update Stacey Moody's online Bumble profile with the Mad Lib that we're going to do. We need your help with this, though. And it looks like today there's a lot of verbs that we need.
Verbs, so, which is a describing word?
Yes. Why did you say it with a question at the end of that?
That's the one where it's... I'm always tricky. Because I know a noun, I know my adjectives, but the verbs are the ones that I had difficulty in English class with.
Run. Verb is an action word. Run. Okay. Pitch. Jump. Swim.
Okay. That's not that hard then.
Kiss.
Smooch.
Yeah. Smooch. Yeah.
Bang.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. Yeah.
Two symbols banging, right?
You're totally right. One of those symbols is Stacey Moody. So we would like your help with verbs. Text us in right now. Any of the verbs that come to mind, 96500. And pretty soon we'll be reading Stacey Moody's hopefully new Bumble profile.
One time she developed carpal tunnel from writing in her journal about how much she hated her ex. Jordan Silver and Friends.
You know, our buddy Stacey Moody is totally an amazing human being.
What? She is?
Yes, she is. I know okay. We give her a lot of crap on this show. I know we do. But that's because she's a strong, independent woman and she can take it.
She can, yes.
Yeah, she just, I am the one that cowers in the corner and cries.
She takes it like the best of them.
She really does. And so I want to help her find love.
Yeah, we need to find her a nice, strong man that can put up with her sarcasm and be just as sassy back to her.
Yes, and that is what we are going to find.
We sure
I think.
Are.
Could you imagine her with somebody sassy?
I see her more with being with a man who just takes it.
Nah, I don't, actually. Now that I think about it, yeah. No.
Does she need a man that sasses her back and puts her in her place?
I think she needs a man that sasses her back.
Ooh, I think so.
You know, she wants a guy with a beard, muscular, likes beer, likes to go to dive bars. I feel like that kind of guy would sass her back.
I think Reggie Watts would be a good candidate for her.
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Is he single?
I can't confirm that.
Right. I don't think any of them are single. Oh, well. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
Like,
there's got to be somebody out there that can handle Stacey Moody on a daily basis.
Right. And it doesn't need to be a celebrity. It can
doesn't
be a real person. So, Stacey Moody had a little bit of trouble with dating, / her whole life. So, we're going to help her out with updating her online personality profile, her Bumble profile. We need your help, though. We're doing it with a Mad Lib, and we need verbs. Send verbs right now. Last time. Last call for verbs. 96500. And we'll read it next.
Jordan Silver and Friends. Vulgarity is no substitute for wit.
See, the Buzz family also wants to help Stacey Moody find love.
Yeah, they do.
That's what they helped us with, these amazing verbs for her Mad Lib called, what is it?
Online personality profile.
Online personality profile. So we would like for Stacey Moody to update her Bumble profile. It has something to do with Parks and Rec, but really, it should say this. For Mad Lib Monday, Chris, are you ready?
Mm-hmm. This may be the best one yet.
Okay, I hope so.
Well, hello, potentials. Don't you just be in a female voice here?
No, you can just be you. Just okay. Be you. We'll all just pretend.
Well, hello, potential suitors. My name is Stacey Moody, and I'm on the lookout for a fun, disrespectful, and handsome companion to ride horses.
with
morning, noon, and night. Want to know more about me? I'm a bubbly kind of chicken head. I'm adventurous, daring, and unarousing. I hop, skip, and squat for joy just because I can.
Oh, wow.
I'm an independent and can cook to the beat of my own drums.
Okay, that's good. To cook to the beat of your own drums.
No one tells this hoe what to do.
No, they do not. They do not.
What do I look like, you ask? Are you familiar with the awesome Betty White?
Who isn't?
Well, people will say your skin looks totally alike. Our skin looks totally alike.
Their skin looks alike.
But that's where the similarities end.
Oh, thank God.
My hair is sea hag blue.
Sea hag blue.
My eyes are light black.
Yes, they are light black.
And I have a bootylicious lips.
Oh.
I have bootylicious lips.
Bootylicious lips.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would rate myself a solid 2.
Okay.
And a half. I enjoyed titillating for exercising.
Whoa, what?
Following my favorite band, Nickelback.
Oh.
And sloth watching in the forests of Buzzard Beach.
Yep.
If I sound like the bitch for you, castrate yourself today.
Oh my God. That fits.
No kids for Stacey.
Okay, Stacey Moody.
Jordan Silver and Friends. She swears to God it's a back massager.
Okay, Chris, you know me pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, you're one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah, you're my best friend, Jordan.
You're my best friend. I love you so much. So, on a scale of 1 to 100,
mm-hmm.
How much am I joking around, usually? Just on average.
83%.
Wait, okay. Right.
You know, yeah.
It's a funny show.
Yeah.
We're supposed to do funny stuff. Funny stuff is stuff that you don't expect. Little things like that.
Yeah.
Why don't people always know that I'm joking around?
More often than not, you're going to be joking around.
Right. And then I'll hit you with the truth.
Yeah.
Right. That's how it works. I'm pretty serious, but when it comes to...
Who's not... No one you're
yeah.
joking.
No. So, well, So, I had an interaction where I thought that the person would know that I was joking
mm-hmm.
when I said the thing that I said.
Because of who you are.
Because of who I am.
Yeah.
Right? You know, they know who I am. They know what I do for work.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Right. It's going to be a funny joke. But they took it so seriously that I don't know what to do. And now I'm trying to avoid them, but I have to see them almost every single day.
Uh-oh.
Because I made a dumb mistake. And I'll tell you all about it right after Billie Eilish.
Let's see if we can make it a whole show without Jordan making a Titanic reference. Jordan, Silver, and Friends.
Billy. Jordan, Silver, and Friends. Hello, Chris.
Good Monday morning.
Good Monday?
Is it Monday?
I think so.
Mm.
This guy says something different, but whatever. Yo.
What happened?
So, lately, actually, I took a big break from Amazon for a minute. Like a month-long break where I didn't really order anything.
After you found out how much you've spent?
No.
Over the past?
Before that. Before that.
Okay.
The number is something that, the limit does not exist. It's just too much. But lately, it's been one of those days where I'm walking around the house and I'm like, oh crap, I need more of this, so I'll order it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Then I walk somewhere else, I'm like, oh, I need more of that. I wish I would have put it with the order before.
Okay.
So basically, I had five packages come five different days.
You can't take your memories and moments and just put them all together at once?
No, I make one mistake and that's just it.
Mm.
I could make a list, but that would be too much work.
Mm-hmm.
I like to get things done and taken care of. That's why I delete texts when I'm done with them.
You do?
I do. We'll talk about that at some other time. But, so, the office downstairs in our building is the one that signs for packages.
Okay.
And ordering so many things that came on different days, I had to go in there 5 days in a row.
So, you're getting on a personal basis with the person who checks the mail?
Basically, yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, I go in, and I think this time I'm going to be cute and funny. I know this is the last time that I've ordered something. I'm not going to get anything for a really long time. So, I walk in, and I'm like, there's a woman working there, and I'm like, oh, hi. I promise this is like the last box that I'm going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes some joke about how many boxes I have. And then I say, oh, well, maybe the next time I'll buy something for you. Right. So, what she says next is, well, let me show you what I want.
What?
Yes. I made a joke, just a joke about how many boxes I was getting. And then I go, well, maybe next time I'll get something for you.
What?
Like, isn't that just like a joke or a nice thing? It's not
never in my mind would I say, let me show you what I want if someone said that to me.
Let me show you what I want. Do you have a minute? And I'm thinking in my head, well, I'm nice, so I guess I have to look at this. And it was this odd little painting with diamonds thing.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen this before?
No.
It's like a mix between cross stitch and paint by numbers.
Well,
yeah.
She didn't waste any time. She knew what she wanted.
She pulled it right up.
She didn't have to think about it.
No, this is what I want. And then we went through this whole website, paintwithdiamonds.com, and she showed me all the ones that she wanted.
Are they at least inexpensive?
I mean, they're like $16-$17 bucks each, but
that's a lot for your mail lady, right?
That's so inconvenient for me. Like immediately her response to me just going, well, maybe next time the box will be for you. I'll get you something next time. Well, let me show you what I want. So what do I do?
That's anxiety inducing.
I know.
Because now you have like a relationship with this lady and there's a promise that supposedly needs to be kept now.
Right. I know. That's how I feel. Every time I walk by her and she doesn't say anything about the paint with diamonds kit that she really wants. Like, what? She didn't even tell me her birthday or anything. She just wants this paint with diamonds kit.
You need to move.
You think?
That's your only solution. Because you can never order a package now without her thinking, when's mine coming?
Oh, right. Like, oh, is this my paint with diamonds? Is this mine?
Her biggest turn on? Estate sales. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Don't know if you heard this, Chris, but the NASA rover made an amazing discovery this weekend. And the discovery could indicate that there may be life on Mars.
The rover detected high amounts of methane in the Martian air. On Earth, the gas is typically produced by living things.
Meth heads. Meth heads have somehow made their way to Mars.
Jordan, that's not how that works.
Okay, farts then?
No.
What is methane gas? Isn't it farts?
I mean, technically, but no.
What's farting on Mars?
Hmm.
What do you have in the news?
So Walmarts are going to be using AI cameras to catch thieves.
How so?
You ever go to the self-checkout?
Mm-hmm.
You ever get frustrated in scanning items and just be like, oh, didn't scan that one?
No.
Well, good.
Thank you.
And they're going to catch the customers who, they're not saying steal it, but through human error, don't scan things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got another story, right?
If you get a lottery ticket,
mm-hmm.
and you win it,
mm-hmm.
and you are married,
right?
The funds go 50-50 to both, right?
Yes, of course. That makes sense.
Even if you're in the middle of divorce proceedings?
Do you think that she's going to get half?
She better.
You really follow the law down to the T, don't you? Well, the world's ugliest dog 2019 has been crowned in California.
This year's winner is Scamp the Tramp. The big-eyed pooch beat 19 other contestants for the title. Scamp the Tramp was found and rescued in Los Angeles. He was adopted just an hour before he was set to be euthanized.
I don't know why everybody doesn't go do that. Go get the ugliest dog and make that. Because you make the scary-looking dog, they have so many Instagram followers.
Aww.
Like, you just take pictures of your weird-looking dog and you can make 20, 30,000 likes, 40,000 likes.
Give those ugly dogs one last bit of hope in life.
No, the ugly dogs are more popular than us as long as their owner puts them on the internet. It's crazy.
Well, let's start putting photos of Stacey up.
Oh, damn.
No daddy issues here, but mommy issues like, whoa. Jordan Silver on 96.5. The Buzz.
When's the last time you flew, Chris?
The last time I flew would have been March of last year.
Okay. Do you ever, are you a window or an aisle seat?
I've got to get next to the window.
Oh, I'm perfect because I'm definitely an aisle seater.
Aww.
Because I get up and go pee like 10 times.
I could see how you'd want the aisle for that.
Yeah, it sucks. Anytime I would get the window, the two people next to me, don't care if it was a 15-minute flight, they would always fall asleep. And I'd be like, oh, I'm going to pee in my pants. This sucks.
If you got the shiwi, you could solve the problem.
No. No, pee in the... Anyway, okay, so when you're on the airplane, you're looking out the window. Have you ever noticed this little tiny hole that's drilled into the airplane window?
I have.
Okay. Put a pin in that. What about a Heinz ketchup bottle? There's a little 57
right above the label? Yes.
Yeah. That's there for a reason. How about this pocket? This pocket right here on your jeans. The, like, fifth one?
The little finger pocket?
Yeah, I always call it my drug pocket. I mean, I don't.
There's no reason for you to call it your drug pocket.
No, there's no, because it's totally for something else. And I found a website that tells you all of these plus more. We'll go over that right after Floor Cash.
Why does it smell like a cat box in here? Oh, because it's Jordan Silver and Friends.
How many are on here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 little known facts of how you're supposed to use these everyday items. And I did not know many of them. Did you?
I knew all but one.
When we get to it, tell me which one.
Okay.
The one it is. So BuzzFeed put together a list of little known facts, what everyday items, what they're used for,
mm-hmm.
how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Little known facts about little things like a pen, a Bic pen, right? And you got the cap, little blue cap. There's a little hole on the end of the cap.
Yep.
And that is so the pen doesn't dry out.
That's the correct answer?
Yes.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because this is something that we never knew about everyday objects. And wouldn't that be the assumption that most people would have?
I didn't know that. I didn't know why that hole was there. It's just something that I chew on when I get nervous, like right now.
Well, did you know that there's a reason for that hole?
What?
It is so when a children swallows it, they can still breathe if it gets stuck in their air hole.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a second reason for that?
Yeah.
Don't swallow pen caps, kids.
I think that's the most ingenious one.
Of all of them?
It saves life. Wow, we need to look at the rest one. But
wow,
we've only gone over one.
I didn't know that. Wow, pen caps saving lives since mm-hmm. whenever Bic created them.
So we have, oh boy, airplane windows. That little hole at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You said you saw that and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
I do every time I look out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that's there for?
To get sucked out of.
Oh, so close.
Okay.
To standardize the pressure, equalize the pressure. That's the word I was looking for.
In the cabin.
Yes.
So that you can breathe and stuff.
Yes. So I guess it does prevent you from being sucked out. Kinda.
I don't like seeing any holes on the windows, but it's for a scientific reason. I completely get it. Okay. So juice boxes, you know how they have those flaps at the very top where you stick in the straw?
Yeah.
But you can also unflap it. Those flaps are apparently made so that kids can hold their juice box easier.
Oh, so they don't squeeze it and get all the contents out of the box?
Yes, which even adults do that, just so you know. Last time I had a juice box, that's what.
Guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Ketchup bottles.
Yes.
That little number, 57,
mm-hmm.
on top of the label.
Mm-hmm.
It's there for a reason. Supposedly, that's the scientific point on the glass that's physics make it pour all the ketchup out quicker if you tap on that number.
In English, it is the sweet spot to tap when you're having trouble getting the ketchup out.
Is that true, though?
Yes, it is, 100%. I learned that when I was in the South. Somebody with a real Southern drawl told me that.
And showed
you? Gotta hit the ketchup right on the 57. And it just comes out. Nice, like...
I want to test this one out, because how do you know it's not just randomly coming out like it would normally versus a tap on the back versus a tap on the...
Tap on anything else is going to make it... It's going to make it not do anything and then go... But if you just gently tap it like this
on
the 57...
You don't have to...
No.
You can gently.
Or you could get the plastic one, and that's not even a problem at all.
Just squeeze it.
So on your car dashboard, this is something that I noticed when I rent cars.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. But there's a picture of a little gas tank somewhere on your car dashboard.
Yes.
Don't look right now if you're driving. Well, on that, there's an arrow that goes either left or right, and that is an indication of which side the gas can is on. Well, the gas.
So you don't have to look and remember it. It should be a visual indication.
Right, especially when you're driving some rented car that you don't know what the hell it is.
Right.
And you just pull up and you're like, oh, crap, is it on the left or the right? You don't have to get out of the car and look. You can just look at that little indicator.
Little things
right.
like that I love.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis shoes.
Okay.
Those Converse shoes. They got the little holes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
What are they for?
I can tell you that for a fact that I know because I do not wear socks. Do you wear socks?
Not in the summer. I mean, you see I'm wearing my flip-flops.
Oh, yeah.
From May to October.
Yeah, no, I wish that my Vans had these holes, but they don't.
They are for either extra holes to tighten your shoes up really tight, mm-hmm. which I can't see, mm-hmm. or just some ventilation.
Yes, some ventilation for your feet. Those little two... circles with the eyelets mm-hmm. on your Converse shoes. That's what those are for. All right, the keyboard. There's a little indentation on the F and the J.
Yes.
If you feel it.
Braille. No?
Is it Braille? I don't exactly know, but I do know that it's there on a keyboard so that you can put your first fingers right there. It's an indication so that when you're typing, you can feel where your first finger should be. Ever type something with your hands just off the first position?
Yes, and it's like RGW is the...
Yeah, it's like a Trump tweet.
It is. Tic-tacs.
Mm-hmm.
You can, the little top that lets the tic-tac out.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a little that indent thing. Mm-hmm. It's actually a tic-tac dispenser.
What?
You can just open it up and it'll present you a nice little tic-tac.
With just one, not 40?
Just
40?
One, yes.
Really?
Yeah, we need to try that. So we need to get some ketchup and tic-tacs today to try it.
That's disgusting sounding.
Yeah, don't do it together.
No. Okay, the last one, jean pocket. I always call this one my drug pocket. Again, I don't know why, but you know that mm-hmm. little square, little like, is it on your right side as well as your jeans?
Yeah, I put my keys in there.
You put your keys in there? It's that little extra pocket that's right above your actual pocket.
I've heard it's a lipstick pocket.
Lipstick pocket? Well, according to this website, according to BuzzFeed, they say that it's for back in the day, that used to be where you'd put your pocket watch.
Oh, because jeans were invented like 150 years ago when wrist watches weren't a thing and people had the chain and had to need a place for their...
Yeah.
Watch and the design stuck around.
Yeah, they just keep making them like that. Now they can be used for other things like drugs.
The show would be way less fun if their parents gave them enough attention as children. Jordan Silver and Friends. Codependency is our middle name.
Monday. It's almost over for us.
Almost. It's been a long, hard work day.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. Well, I'm already planning things for tomorrow.
Overachiever.
Not overachiever.
No.
That's what you should do on a morning show. You should know what you're going to tell everybody and what you're going to be doing so you can spend all day working towards that.
Yeah.
It's funny when people think that we work like 3 hours a day.
That's it.
Are you kidding me?
From outside of 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., we don't do anything else.
What?
No, that's a lie.
That is such a lie.
It's a big lie.
My God.
There's so much more to this than just this 3 hours.
Thank you. I'm currently reading a book on dialogue.
Ooh, just the art of conversation.
Yes, and also another book on character arcs. Ooh. Literally. Mm. Literally, that is what I'm doing. Okay, so the reason that I wanted to bring anything up is because tomorrow we've got Stacey Moody and Dustin.
Dream team.
And we played a game with them last week that...
We didn't do too well.
You don't think?
The professionals?
Oh, yeah, you're right. No,
yeah,
sorry. As the person that sets up the game, I was rooting for the people,
yeah,
the listeners.
The listeners did well.
Yeah, the bus family
for
did
for us
both.
Not knowing.
Yeah, no, stump the professionals. So the game basically is if you have lyrics on your Instagram bio profile, mm-hmm, on your profile, on your bio, then take a screenshot of that and DM it to me, at Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I. I will use that and try to stump the other people on the show if they know what song it is or not, if they can tell what song it is or not. Tomorrow, I'm going to type it into Siri. Because I felt like I was even reading a little bit, like, rhythmically.
Yeah.
So I didn't, I figured the only way to stop that and to make it real easy is to, or to make it harder, is to have Siri read it.
I like that.
So it'll take all the rhythm out of any way that someone would sing it if they knew.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And it doesn't matter what, you know, what song it is, what band it is. I'd prefer Buzz Music, but we will go with anything.
We're open to anything.
So screenshot your bio if you have lyrics in it and send that, DM that to me, Jordan Silver, Jordan with an I, on Instagram. And tomorrow at 7:30, we're going to play Stump the Professionals for Worlds of Fun passes.
How many?
Everybody gets 4 packs.
4 tickets so you can bring you and 3 others?
You sound so excited. You knew.
It's Worlds of Fun.
You knew. Yeah, it's going to be so fun. And you get Oceans of Fun passes. And it's like the perfect temperature to go sit out.
It's starting to get beautiful outside.
I know. Hopefully it won't rain, but you can use these passes all the way through June so you can pick the dates that you want to go.
Phenomenal.
But the way that I came up with this game is when I was scrolling through Instagram, the Buzz family, I noticed that people had a lot of songs in their profile, in their Instagram profile. But when you see the lyrics, it's so different than hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can pinpoint where it is.
You've got the trigger of pathways in your brain, but you can't quite make the connection.
Yes. Yeah. So I decided to make you, Stacey and Dustin, work on that.
I like that game.
Okay, good, good. We'll get your brain in and we'll play that tomorrow. And today, podcast is going to be up pretty soon.
Oh, it's going to be up before 9:20.
Yeah. You had an issue with your underwears?
Yeah.
I have an issue with somebody that I get packages from. The 1975 may or may not be relevant anymore.
Hmm. A lot of information being dropped today.
I know. All of that plus more on the podcast. Pick that up coming up very soon. 965thebuzz.com, radio.com app, or the purple...
People Eater. No, purple...
You are disgusting. You are disgusting. The purple podcast app on your iPhone. Did you get an iPhone yet?
Not yet.
You sent me pictures from the Apple store.
And I just said that I want it. Like, it's...
No one in the history of wanting things has gone somewhere and been that close to the thing that they want and just not purchased it.
Do you know how long I want things before I get them?
No, how long?
Years.
That's disgusting.
I know.
I am appalled.
Thanks for letting us hang out with you today. Jordan Silver and friends.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.